minister this, oh, elder this, oh, prophet this. You don't know. And they want to tell everybody because you can't see a spiritual hurt, a spiritual burn, but you want to tell everybody that you've been burned. But what you don't understand is that even that old thing is about to pass away too. But we hold on to it. We hold on to it. But your skin knows how to shed off the old to make room for the new. Watch this one. Y'all ain't gonna like this one. But the new skin that's coming up is tender. Tender. Yeah, I don't know. No. You think it's because you're still burnt that you're hurting. No, it's the frailty of the new skin that is growing up. That has been exposed to what hadn't been exposed before. It's been made new. So then you expose it to all kinds of chemicals called soap and you know, conditioner and cocoa butter and what's that other one that we use? Grapeseed oil, aloe vera oil. We do all kinds of things. But you think that the burning sensation that you're having is coming from the burn, but it's coming from the new skin, even beneath what was burned. But we got to let it go. Because I make all things new. Pastor talking about a sunburn. No, I'm talking about you letting some things go. Let it go. You let that go. Because if you don't let it go, all right, now, hold on, no chocolate here. If you don't let it go, you're going to miss out on the new growth. New growth. New growth. But if you hold on to what is dead, you'll never be able to grow into the area and destiny that God has called you to grow in. And we want to hold on to the old. But the old, how about you? I try to keep that old burnt skin because it started looking tan for a little bit. Let me check it out. Start putting all kinds of oil on it. All it was doing is just making the outer layer thicker. Because what was happening is all the things that you were putting on the top was actually going to the new skin, not for what was burned. Because what is dead doesn't soak up anything. It just passes through the deadness to get to the areas of life. And it creates a layer, a barrier that protects you because you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable to something you hadn't experienced. But the old becomes callous, wrinkled. Y'all looking at me like, nah, I put oil of ballet on. It gets wrinkled because it's been stressed. The heat was turned up, if you would. Or the only reason why you get burned is because you neglected to protect it to begin with. So if your spirit has gotten burned, you neglected to protect it. You neglected to keep the covering, which is the Holy Spirit, on you. You got out of the will as opposed to staying under His will, which is His divine protection, and you wouldn't have gotten burned to begin with. That don't mean that you ain't going to get touched, that you ain't get light on, or you ain't going to have someone come against you. It just means that you're protected. And when you're protected, you're not vulnerable to it. You're going to see it coming. I know that today too many people go out unprotected and not have the Holy Spirit on them. They go on wearing all kinds of mess on them. They go on wearing all kinds of trials and tribulations on them, but they don't want to let it go. He says, I make all things new. Who does? He does. And He may have that very thing that you need new right in front of you. But we reach back to the old. Because this is something that I'm used to. This is something that's been a part of me. The more and more you keep reaching back to the old, you wind up nowhere. Because your destiny is not behind you. It's in front of you. But if you get burned, Bible says let it go. He done told his disciples, but how many times are we supposed to forgive him? 70 times 7. Is that in a year? No, that's in a day. But you don't understand, Sister So-and-so, when she looks at me funny, she looks at me up and down and look at me sideways because she don't like what I'm wearing. She says, you need to be have your pants all starched. You need to have your shirts, and you'd be wearing a tie. You need to be wearing a suit. You don't know, Sister. Forgive her. What? No, no. Then attack me, and I'm the pastor. I'm God. Oh, why you got to use that card? Does that make all things new? Yeah. All things. He says, write it down that these words are true. True. But it's your responsibility to trust it. Trust it. Why does he say write it down? He says, write it down, like he said in Habakkuk. Write it down. Make it plain. In other words, don't get all sideways with me. Make it plain. And if you make it plain so that those that come by and read it, in other words, not just you, others can read what God has written on the tablet of your hearts. Others will see that God is in that very place, even after you've gotten burned. But you're writing down his promises. And you're writing it on your heart. And as you write it on your heart, people begin to see the heart of God on your heart. Because they're faithful and true. And it will come to pass. It'll come to pass. How many of y'all believe it'll come to pass? God has given you a destiny with purpose along with the tools to accomplish it. God has given you the destiny along with the tools to accomplish it. Heard someone tell me the other day, you got a toolbox. Pull out the tools and use it. I felt like Handy Manny. Some of y'all don't know about Handy Manny, but I might have to pull out my hard hat and tool belt. Me and my son started his lawn cutting service yesterday. So I said, come on, Josh, we're going to do it. People want you to cut yards. Let's go. I'll help you. You can't drive. I'll drive and we'll do it. We started with just really three, wound up with five. Got another call, then another call. Well, this old man couldn't keep up. That's what the Lord told me. He goes, when I show you some things and you may not be using them for a while, just because you put it in the toolbox don't mean that I'm not going to pull that tool out for you to use it. Well, I haven't used it in a while. I haven't had you to need it in a while. And some of us will think, but we're going backwards. No, you're not. You're going where he needs you to be. Where he needs you to be. But it seems like I'm not progressing, I'm regressing. No, you're not. He's using the tool that he originally gave you so that he can teach you that he makes all things new. Because then you're going to reach into that toolbox and realize there's a new tool in there that you didn't know was there before. But you hadn't utilized it because you haven't had a reason to use it. Then it comes out. And then you look at the tool. What is this for? I make all things new. And then you look down at the toolbox. It's a different toolbox. Because of what he's about to do through you, it's new. You can't reach back into an old toolbox. He gives you a whole new set of tools for the destiny that He's laid out in front of you. He makes all things new. All things new. And if He's giving you the tools, it's because He gave them to you. It's your responsibility to use them. Nobody else can use them. It's your toolbox. Nobody else. Matter of fact, that tool is not like everybody else's tool. Well, it's a screwdriver. Everybody got a screwdriver. No, but it fits your hand perfectly. It's weighted and balanced for you to be able to use it. Where it may make somebody else not be able to use it, but you're able to. You understand? The gifts that He has given unto you are without repentance. He gave them to you to use for His glory and for the demonstration of His kingdom, His glory. I want you to understand something. He makes all things new. Have you been battling something? You say, Lord, I'm tired of this old thing. Well, strip it off of me, God. Strip it off of me. I surrender, God. Strip it off of me. Strip it off of me. Why strip it off? Some things, man, oh man. You know, Ben, I came home so tired. Last night, Ben, I had never worked so hard like that. I came tired, Ben, tired. I sat down. I couldn't even get comfortable. I was so tired. You know how we get ready? Trying to watch a kung fu movie, Bruce Lee. Couldn't even watch that. But then I realized something. The dead things in your life have a tendency to linger around. Sometimes you got to get something that's coarse, like an emery board. You know, when you're callous, let me talk to y'all's feet now. Yeah, like, thank God I got shoes on. When you go over there and you go soak them in the water for a little bit so it can get it nice and soft. That's only the beginning process. Sometimes you got to get dunked into the water, the Holy Ghost, to soften some things up that were hard to begin with. And then as it begins to soften up, then all of a sudden now an emery board comes out. Y'all know what that is? That's sandpaper. And then they just start whoosh, 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 cutting away at that thing. He says, is that my foot that you're doing that to? How is it you can't feel it? Dead. Oh, that's the same thing in the spirit. You become dead in the spirit, numb to the things of God, desensitized. And so the dead things sometimes have to be stand off to you. Just just playing, like, damn, really? No, I'm just playing. Just playing. If it's that bad, Lord, we just get a sand belt. But what happens with the dead things in your life, you don't feel the things you're supposed to feel. That's good. Don't miss the second part. This is going to help you. And that's how you get hurt. Because if you can't feel around you and you can't sense in the spirit, you're vulnerable to getting hurt. Because God wants to lead you and take you to where He wants to take you. But because of the callousness around you, you can't feel, you can't discern, you can't even sense anymore. He says, oh, I got to get that deadness out. How does it come out? A storm. A challenge. A rebuke. It comes. So only way you're going to get that off. The burned skin has to come off. The dead skin, the callousness, has to come off. Most of the callousness is around our spirit, man, because we've been wounded in church. In church. You get wounded out in the world, your spirit don't get callous. You get wounded in church, that's a whole different kind of wound. How do you deal with that kind of wound? You let it go. You let it go. When you're able to let that go and it comes again, you let it go again. Why? Because Jesus has given us the key to the kingdom of God. He was telling you, what I do, I only do because my Father does. And you have to learn to forgive and let it go. When you're able to do that, fresh and new come forth. Fresh and new. How many of you want new? You want new? You want fresh? Huh? Fresh and new. Well, I'm here to tell you that today is your day. For he makes all things new. All things new. What else you got, Pastor? Well, Mark 2:22 says, and no man putteth new wine into old wineskin, else the wine will burst the skins, and the wine perish, and the skins. But they put new wine into fresh wineskin. In other words, I can't put something fresh in you if you don't let go and change the outer so that God can give you what you need, which is fresh. But we try to operate out of the old. Let it out. Let it go. And receive the new wine. That's just wine. That's just the wine. Psalms 92:10 is the new oil. But you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. Why not old oil? He said fresh oil. Fresh. He wants to give you fresh things. Amen. Deuteronomy 6:10-11. When the Lord your God brings you into the land that which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to you, with great and good cities that you did not build, houses full of good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat, you are full. I'm going to get you a house. First of all, you didn't even pay for it.
Yeah.
Not only did you not pay for it, I'm going to give you the stuff inside.
Yes.
Yes. Only some of y'all got that, okay. I'm going to give you a house,
yes.
And I'm going to fill it.
Yes.
The one that you didn't buy, one that you didn't fill.
Yes.
Then I'm going to give you vineyards that you didn't even plant. But you're going to be able to have the fullness, hey, that you didn't even plant, but you're going to get the blessing of it. Because why? Because you trust him. For he makes all things new. He'll change your territory. He'll change your zip code. He'll change the area of town. He'll change your school. He'll change your job. He'll change your wife. He'll change your husband into the man or woman of God. He'll change your children to be after the heart of God. Because he makes all things new. All things new. You got to be encouraged because this is a new day. A new season. I make all things new. 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 Makes it new. From the very beginning to the very end. He says, I'm the Alpha and I am the Omega. I'm in your beginning and I'm in your end. But I'm right in the middle of it all. In the middle of it all, and if he's spoken a thing to you, you hold on to it. You don't let it go. You hold on to it. Because he is Alpha and he is Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Write it down and know that it is faithful and true. Faithful and true. He didn't bring you this far to let you down or to let you go. He came to promise to you, I make all things new. All things new. If that's you, I need you. I need you, God, to let go of the old and let the dead fall away. And let the newness of God come forth. Now give the next 10 seconds to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Now let it come out of your belly. Get the voice of triumph that you got victory. Let it come out of your mouth. Out of your mouth. Come on. You got victory. You got victory. Come on. Let the devil know this is all things are made new. All things are made new. All things are made new. All things. Come on. Let let that devil know that he didn't win this one. He didn't win. You got victory. You got victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Write it down. Write it down. And know. And know. Faithful and true. What is his words? His words are, and they faileth not. All things new, baby. All things new. All things. All you gotta do is just walk it out. Walk it out. You gotta walk it out. You put one foot in front of the other and you just walk it out. That's all we do. Is just walk it out. Why? Because there ain't nothing more we can do but just walk it out. And when you walk it out, all the dead stuff around you starts to fall off. And you just start shaking it off. Shaking it off. People are just doing the hippie shake. Just shake it off. The old is coming off. The new is here. But you gotta shake off that dead skin. You gotta let it all go. See, you're gonna see what's new for you. Why? Because all things are made new. All we got to do, God, is just believe.
I believe, Lord, I believe.
We got all happy for new wine, new land, new houses. John 6:35-40 says this. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst. But I said to you that have been with me, yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. That's Jesus speaking. Y'all know who that is? Yo, that's Jesus. That's the character in the Bible. He ain't no character. He's for real. He says, all that come to me, I won't cast out. All those theologies, you lose your salvation. Then my question is, did you ever have it? Thank you, Jesus. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose nothing of all that he has given me. What did he give Jesus? All heaven and earth. What is he going to lose? Nothing. And if you got someone acting a little sideways, that they want to be one of these new age kind of people, it's whatever it is, whatever feels good, feels good. No, baby. He's saying that everything that God has given him, he ain't gonna lose it. Everyone is coming unto him. Woo. And this is the will of the Father who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son of Man and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. What does he give you? New life. New life.
Amen.
Why does he give you new life? Because he is the life. He is the life. These are the things that God wants you to understand. I make all things new. I make you new. I make you new. Let the old pass away. Let it pass away. Let it pass away. And know that He is God. He is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet if you would, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank You right now in Jesus' mighty name for every individual represented here today. Every individual, man, woman, and child, and those yet to be born. I thank You right now, Father, this is the new day. And I thank You right now that this is our new beginning. For You make all things new. All things new. That we can receive it today, right now, in Jesus' mighty name, Your declaration through Your word, Father, through Your word, that You are Alpha, You are Omega, and You make all things new. If you believe it and you receive it, say yes and amen. Hallelujah. Give God a shout. Give Him a hand clap unto the Lord, for He is good and worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. As elders passing out the envelopes right now for your tithe and offering, we didn't forget it. There's some things we can't forget. We do have to do our tithes and offering. That's your privilege to give.